ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। टुडे इज द डे ऑफ साइलेंस। सो इन द जर्नी ऑफ मेडिटेशन एंड सेल्फ एम्पावरमेंट, सो साइलेंस इज एन इम्पॉर्टेंट प्रैक्टिस। So what is silence and how to bring this silence? We're going to explore about it today. So throughout the day, if you see, we are completely busy with our mind, words, actions, right? All our organs, whether it is your mind, whether it is your intellect, whether it is your organs, whether it is eyes, ears, speech, every organ is constantly busy. And only time the organs are silent is during sleep. Even then, the mind is still busy, right? You dream. So silence is a practice where you're not forcefully stopping, but you're bringing the awareness of your own self. And just observe, whether it is your thoughts, whether it is your words or actions. So today, as you observe silence, so don't force yourself. Like sometimes, you know, silence means people feel that, oh, I have to be silent, I should not be thinking, I should not be talking. Don't force it. Silence is just awareness. You're aware what's going on inside. So the main aspect which you have to focus is distractions. Don't allow your mind to be distracted. In silence, there is no distraction. The more the mind becomes silent, there is a lot of stillness which you will experience within yourself. And in that stillness of the mind, your body and your physical organs, they also become still. Our physical organs get the power from the mind, which is within the soul. If my mind is constantly busy in distraction, the organs, the physical organs, they don't get any power, any positive energy. But when I enable myself to be silent, I'm just observing my thoughts. So when I'm an observer, I'm not reacting. See, throughout the day, whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we think, whatever we do, there is a reaction inside. And the mind is busy in those reactions. So silence means no reaction. You're seeing, but no reaction. You're watching, you're having any kind of thought, just observe it. Don't try to analyze. Don't try to question, no reaction. So when you bring this kind of awareness, silence within yourself, so what happens is we find answers to everything within. Whatever answers I need, sometimes the reaction is in the form of why, how, what. This shouldn't be like this. This shouldn't be like this. So the mind is busy looking for answers. The more the mind is distracted in reactions, I cannot find answers. I can find answers within myself when there is stillness. Just like when you see a lake which is still, completely still. You can see, you go in front of the lake, you can see the reflection of yourself. If it is not still, you cannot see a reflection, right? When the water is not still, there is no reflection. In the same way, my mind, when my mind is completely still, I can see my own self clearly. So that is what is clarity. So when I have clarity, I develop focus. So with clarity, so when there is inner clarity, so everything is clear for me. Because whatever is happening around me, whatever I see, I perceive in my life, it is all dependent on what I am inside. My perception is dependent on my inner state. So if my inner state is positive, pure, clean and clear, so the perception, what's going on outside, whatever is happening, whether it is in my life, whether it is challenges, so it makes everything becomes very clear. So what I have to do, what I should not do, I need not think about it. It is natural, it's clear. So what I need to be, that becomes clear. So in silence, the other aspect of silence is healing. There is a lot of emotions, unresolved emotions within ourselves, deep down. At the superficial level, we might think that, oh, no, I'm fine. But deep down, there are a lot of emotions which are unresolved and which are not healed. In silence, what I can do is, I can heal whatever is inside. Hurt, whatever kind of hurts I have. Because that is the only time where you're not giving any energy, negative energy to the hurt or the wound. Like, for example, you have a wound or cut. So if it has to heal, what you have to do? You should not touch it. You should not poke it. Right? So whatever emotions deep down, my feelings, I can heal them with the power of silence. So when I heal whatever superficial, whatever I'm feeling, whether it is emotion of fear, anger, hate, or some kind of discomfort, any negative feeling or emotion, when it gets healed, deep down, the opposite, deep down, whatever is my positive core that surfaces and I start to experience that inner state of myself, which is pure, calm, serene, clear and positive. So the other aspect of silence is to be completely connected with your inner self. Whenever I'm busy with my organs, with my chores, with my relationships, what happens is my energy is distracted, or I'm completely focusing outside. But silence is the time where that is your moment, a moment for your own self. You're just with yourself. Silence is a beautiful space of introspection and reflection, where you are with your own self, no one else in between. And that enables you to experience a very deep freedom. Because a lot of freedom gets challenged within ourselves, because when we allow a lot of influences from outside, whether it is people, whatever is happening around, information, challenges, problems. So when all these things, they hijack our mind is under the influence and I'm not able to think with my own power. But in silence, I'm just with me, no influence. I'm just with me. Just today, when you are being in silence, just see that there is no one, no distraction. I'm just with myself. This will give you a lot of power. You will feel, even for 1 hour, let's say just for an hour, if you start to be silent, just be with yourself naturally, not forcefully, whether it is through reflection or introspection or just, you know, journaling moments with your own self, by the end of the time, you'll feel that you're very powerful. You're in charge of your own self. No one is in charge of yourself. But when we come into action, what happens is our thoughts, our reactions become challenged. And you know, we act according to the influence of external stimuli. But when we are in silence, there is no influence. I'm just myself. The other important aspect of silence is, in silence, silence is always called golden, right? Silence is gold, they say. So silence is golden. So when I'm in silence, value of myself increases. And in silence, I can experience God's energy practically. It's not an imagination, it's not visualization. Easily I can connect with the divine. Because God's energy is not a physical energy. God's energy is the divine energy, spiritual energy. So when I'm in silence, when I allow myself to be in that consciousness of my true qualities, I easily get connected with God, the Divine, who's the Supreme. And when God's energy starts influencing my mind becomes powerful. Today, the mind, if you see, it is always seeking, wanting. Mind always wants something. The reason is, there is so much of emptiness inside. That is the reason I want something deep. So that deep need of what I need can be fulfilled only from God. But since I think that I need, I look for that from people, situations, circumstances, right? And all the physical facilities. But if you go into silence, and when you connect with the divine, all that which I need, the soul, whatever my need is, it gets fulfilled. And when my mind is full with attainments, my distractions stop, because I start to experience a very deep contentment. There is nothing which I want from outside, because whatever I want, the secret is, it is inside. I have it within me. All I need to do is, I need to dive deep within, and then bring it out at an experiential level. I want it because it is there inside. I'm not able to experience because I'm busy, and silence is the time where I can literally go and experiment being with myself, being with the divine, experiencing divine. So today, throughout the day, you can practice this in your silent moment, where you can write a letter for yourself. Try making a connection with your own self. Try and do. Write a letter to your own self about your feelings, how you are, and what you want to be. And then another letter, writing to God. Write a letter to God, just presenting yourself the way you are. Because God is someone, only one, who accepts you the way you are, without any conditions. So just present yourself the way you are, and write a letter with your heart and see the feeling. Try this feeling. Write a letter to yourself and write a letter to God. And it plays a major role. So that energy, the kind of experience which you will experience after that, the kind of lightness, the freedom is amazing. So now we will go into meditation practice. So whatever I'm going to speak, so try to experience it. Try to reflect upon it, completely relaxed, in an attentive state. So just make yourself comfortable. Prepare yourself the way you want to sit for the next 20 minutes. Just allow yourself to settle in such a way, whether it is your mind, whether it is your physical body. So there is nothing which is pulling you or bothering you. I take a deep breath. As I breathe in and breathe out, I relax. Just try to observe my breath. Observe your breathing. I am spiritual being. I am a soul. I am a conscient being. I visualize myself located in the center of the forehead. I, the soul, I'm the master of this physical costume. Become aware of my presence. I become aware of my qualities. I am a being of peace. Being of light. I am a being of joy. I am a being truth. I am a being of purity. As I become aware of my qualities, I start to experience them. As I experience, I feel the energy of peace radiating around me. As I experience peace, my mind is becoming calm. Serene and still. In the stillness, there is so much of calmness, clarity. I feel empowered. just with myself. I soak myself in this experience of peace. My mind, my heart is being healed. I release myself from the pain. I experience my true freedom. Lightness within. I am light as a feather. In this lightness, take my consciousness beyond the physical realm. Beyond the physical gravity. Beyond the space. See myself in the world of light. My home . This is where I belong to. Experience the sweet silence myself in front of the most beautiful, the most powerful, the Almighty God. God's love embraces me as I am, without any conditions. Start to experience God's love flowing within me. as I experience this pure love. I experience safety. I experience the comfort. I experience the security, the belongingness. I belong to God. God is my caretaker. I let go of all the burden or baggage and I become free. As I experience the company of God, powerful energy of strength, flows within me. With this powerful energy of God, I start to experience confidence, I absorb. Vibrations, pure vibrations of the sweet silent home. Bring my consciousness slowly into this physical world. I radiate this powerful vibrations of purity and peace into my physical system. Each and every cell of my body is experiencing this powerful energy. In this powerful state, I bring planet Earth in front of me. I radiate God's loving energy to the entire planet, to all the beings on this planet. Feel empowered, energized, and uplifted. Now slowly I become aware of the room in which I'm sitting and my surroundings. Om Shanti.